What's up, everybody? Welcome to Behind the Scenes. It's Heath Mulliken. I want to thank you all for being a patron of the show. Lots to get to this week. So first of all, sorry that this is coming out on Tuesday instead of Monday. Lots of technical difficulties, just lots of stuff, but we got some great content for you today. First thing I want to jump into, I told you I had some behind-the-scenes insight into Ethan Case's PWX title win. Now, let me just say this. This insight is, I was not told anything, but just did some deducting. Just started looking at some things, and especially as we got closer to Rise of a Champion, as we got closer to that, I was 99.9% sure Ethan was going to win that match. If I'd had the opportunity to bet money, I would have put it all on Ethan Case. And here's the reason for that. And I have some questions. And I would love to sometime maybe in the future. I know there's a story to be told here. A story of how this decision was made and going with Ethan Case. Because here's the thing. I think a lot of people were surprised to see Ethan Case not just enter Battlefield X, but win Battlefield X. A lot of people were surprised by that, shocked by that. Ethan Case, if you go back and you look at 2017 and even back into 2016, it had been over a year since he had won a match in PWX. And so I just started doing some, again, just saw some things aligning. First thing that tipped me off, and this kind of goes into my second point about, you know, changes to upcoming shows. As many of you know, Ethan, Billy Brash, Malachi Matthews, they've been competing in APW in Chester. APW and PCW both had shows scheduled for April 13th. PWX announced their show April 13th in Rock Hill. And in the last couple of weeks, first APW announced they were going to move to April the 6th. And then PCW announced not only were they moving their show from the 13th to the 14th, they added another show, April the 7th. And so, I've talked with, William Roberts about this, and I think I've mentioned it on here before. William is of the philosophy, of the opinion. He has a building. He can run anytime he wants to. And he told me himself, if I can change a date to give guys more opportunities to work in a month, I'm going to do that because I'm able to. I respect that about William. But when I saw both of those promotions move, many of you know, Ethan Case is not only the head trainer for Palmetto Championship Wrestling, he's the booker for Palmetto Championship Wrestling. So that was kind of clue number one, that there seemed to be cooperation there, that people were kind of maybe seeing a bigger picture. And when I saw those promotions move their dates, I knew it had to be more than just, well, we don't want to run the same night as PWX. There had to be more to it. And a lot of it is, you've got a lot of the same talent that have been working for those three promotions. And with the introduction of the PWX Pure brand, you're going to have even more overlap. So that was one thing that kind of made me say, I'm kind of seeing, reading the tea leaves or whatever. And then I, went a little bit deeper, did a little more research. If you remember, February, Battlefield X, James Drake and Anthony Henry did not appear for PWX. They were at Evolve that weekend. Evolve typically runs either Friday and Saturday or Saturday and Sunday. They'll run back-to-back nights. So that was in February. You look ahead in April, Evolve is running down in New Orleans as part of WrestleMania week. When you look at May, the Evolve dates and the PWX dates, same weekend. So when I saw that, it made me think, you know what? Anthony Henry and James Drake have become regulars for Evolve. They've kind of taken that step. They're taking those bookings. Would it make sense to either allow Anthony Henry to keep the title or James Drake to win the title, only for them not to even be at the PWX show in May? So as I started thinking about that, if, and again, this is an if, this is entirely 100% speculation. Okay? I'm spitballing here. But if you're a promoter and you see, hey, these are two guys that we've built one of them up as just this dominant champion. We've kind of built this other guy up as the next person in line. They're getting opportunities elsewhere. That may mean that their number one priority isn't PWX. It would only make sense. Okay, who can we bring in? Who is somebody that in a short term we can put him in? We can make him the champion. We can put not just make him the champion, put him in this match, and everybody believes that he's got a shot because of his history. And if you look at it like that, Ethan Case was the perfect choice. He's Mr. PWX. There's a reason he calls himself that, and there's a reason other people call him that. And so, again, as I just kind of putting this together, and I'm here, you know, putting bits and pieces of information together, especially as the week, and, you know, I talked to some other patrons and talked to other fans, and we're kind of sharing these same things. Evolve, now, their June dates did not conflict. PWX has not announced their June dates. Make that what you will. Their July dates, I don't think conflict with PWX anyway. And we know there's a working relationship there because Evolve, I mean, that's really where James Drake and Anthony Henry got their shot with Evolve, was when they won the tag team titles when Evolve and PWX ran the same day. Now, the question is this. Where do they go from here? If Anthony Henry and James Drake, we've already, you know, heard it's announced, Schoolhouse Rock, James Drake, Anthony Henry taking on Ethan Case and a mystery partner. Okay? So where do they go from here? Is Ethan going to be a long-term plan? Is he a transitional champion? Don't really know. Don't know. I find it fascinating. I find it interesting. I love following this stuff. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited to see how PWX Pure, having their own show and their own building, I'm excited to see how that gives guys opportunities from around the Carolinas. April is going to be nuts. There's going to be shows everywhere. I basically saved up a lot of my wrestling dates because I haven't been to a lot of shows in March for various reasons, but I'm hitting a ton of shows in April. So again, PWX is full speed ahead. They are they're all in. I mean, there is some great stuff happening. Right now, three shows in April. Rock Hill, April 13th. PWX Pure, April 21st. And then the regular PWX show on April 22nd. So that's going to be crazy. So I mentioned, you know, changes on upcoming shows. I mentioned PCW, APW moving their dates. However, one company had booked their show. OSCW had a show booked for Mother's Day. They moved their show to April 22nd, same day as PWX. If you follow South Carolina Pro Wrestling, you know there's a lot of guys that wrestle for both of those promotions. So now you've got guys who have to make a choice of where they're going to work. The April 22nd OSCW show, it's an outdoor show. It's at this, special location. It's a special event. Rikishi's coming in. And that has actually opened up some doors on the OSCW roster. You're going to see guys there who have not wrestled for OSCW before. And so, again, this is a good thing. There's nothing wrong with promotions. You're talking hours and hours apart. There's nothing wrong with these promotions running the same day. It only opens up more opportunities for more wrestlers. So whether it's cooperation and moving some dates around to give guys more opportunities or competition, it's good for everybody. It's good for the fans. It's good for the wrestlers. So either way, it's a good thing. It's one of the reasons I'm so excited about April, because I think you're going to see some guys get some new opportunities at new places, and you're going to see some new faces coming to the Carolinas that have never been here before. Also, Golden Corner, their show April 20th. It's a school show. It's a fundraiser show for the school, and they're doing a school assembly that day on anti-bullying. Sir Mo was scheduled to come in that weekend. He was going to speak at the rally, and then he was going to wrestle American GI that night. Same day this was announced, same day the video goes out that this is what we're doing, Sir Mo announces, and people that know him knows he's been battling a lot of health issues the last couple of years. And he's been on the kidney transplant list for a while. Same day the announcements are being made, Sir Mo finally goes in, gets a kidney transplant. So obviously, he's not going to be able to wrestle. He's not going to be able to appear live. However, he's still going to do the school assembly. They're going to stream it. George South will be there also sharing. But Sir Mo was scheduled to appear in April and May for Golden Corner, and now will not be making those appearances due to, like I said, the kidney transplant. And, you know, obviously, we're happy for him, and hope this makes a huge difference in his health, and hope he makes a full recovery on that. Speaking of making a full recovery, if you follow Big Country on Facebook, great guy. Big Country Saturday, March 24th, posted that he was at the hospital. Now, when I first saw that, I was hoping that was going to be a work. I was hoping Big Country was just taking it to the next level, because as you know, he's been suspended from EWF. They're doing a Midnight Rider type angle with him. Found out it was not, and he was having some pretty serious issues. Now, again, this is all information he's posted on Facebook. I have no inside information. He has been transferred to a new hospital for other testing, and I mean, obviously, first and foremost, for Big Country, the person, we wish him a speedy recovery, a full recovery. But let's look at how this may affect things going forward. Big Country, he is the PCW heavyweight champion, scheduled to appear at the first PWX Pure show, PWX Pure 1, on April 21st. He also, again, big angle. Some would say, you know, the main angle in EWF has been centered around the feud between Big Country and referee Tyler Storm. So he is an integral part of multiple promotions in South Carolina. Appears in APW. Has appeared for Golden Corner. And so if he's not able to, you know, recover in April, what does this mean? We've already seen TJ Boss's injury. TJ Boss stripped of that APW Heavyweight Championship. Now they're doing a tournament. I don't know if I mentioned it on an earlier show. Jackson James no longer going to be the Golden Corner champion. They just announced their show for April. The heavyweight Golden Corner heavyweight title not mentioned. Jackson James not mentioned. I've seen the card for May. He's not on that. So it appears they're going in another direction there. There just seems to be a lot of upheaval right now. You know, not storyline wise. There's just a lot of upheaval. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how Big Country and absolutely we hope he bounces back from this injury, from this illness. We hope he makes a full recovery. We hope no decisions have to be made about his status. But it will be interesting to follow and see. And that's the thing with wrestling. You kind of make long-term plans, and sometimes injuries happen, and sometimes plans change. But as we hear more on that, again, I encourage everybody, Facebook, you can follow Big Country there. And he has been posting updates, and you can follow it all there. Here's the last thing I want to share with you today. Story was relayed to me. Some locker room issues. Now, I won't get into. There are real locker room issues, but there was a situation at a show on Saturday night. And I would be curious to hear if this has happened in other places. And this could get the line. So many lines have been blurred in wrestling. The line between wrestler and fan has been blurred so much. I ride up with Boomer Payne to EWF shows. There is a, and at every wrestling show, there are certain places where the wrestlers park. And to see fans just kind of show up and park there and walk in early and just expect to hang out while, you know, the ring is being set up, and some of it's just crazy. And it's as if this is completely acceptable behavior now. Crazy. And it even went to a fuller extent as fans walked into the locker room Saturday night just looking for autographs. They were confronted, say, what are you in here for? Hey, we're just hoping this guy will sign the shirt for us. And they were told in no uncertain terms, you can't be in here. This is private. This is the sanctuary for the wrestlers. Now, it's another thing. You know, if a wrestler, if one of his friends or another wrestler comes with him, yes, I mean, they are invited and they are welcome into that. But to just have fans off the street think that it is okay to walk into a closed room that you have not been invited to, number one, that they even know. I mean, most shows you go to, you know where the locker room is. But most of the time, if you're a fan, you know the etiquette. You don't go in there. That is not for you. And so it's just crazy to me. And I really believe, like I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, where a fan was looking to, he went into the locker room, was actually going to pull a wrestler out during the pre-show meeting. to do an interview. That's one of, that incident was one of the reasons we came up with the social media pass that BattleZone Wrestling's doing. We're like, how can we prevent this? Because a lot of times as a podcaster, you're trying to get an interview with somebody at a show. You're trying to line things up. And we said, man, what if we took all the stress and pressure out of that? Instead of you having to hunt somebody down and hope they're going to be there. And also on the wrestler's part, hey, instead of this guy having to hassle you, we're going to ask you, hey, will you give this time and you're going to do these interviews? But I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned security-wise. What if one of these fans walking in is a jilted boyfriend or something? I mean, God knows there's been issues like that in wrestling. A good night, lovers quarrel, love triangles. So if you're listening to this and you are a fan, we have got to know our place. And when I go to a show and I am just a fan and I am a paying customer and I am just a spectator, even if I know God, unless I'm invited, that's just not your domain. And if I'm at a show and I am invited, there's just certain etiquette involved in wrestling, and it seems to just being, like I said, people don't know where those lines are anymore. And it's a scary thing. It's a scary thing, the situations that could happen. And I know, some promotions go to great lengths to make sure that this doesn't happen. You know, some promotions, it's, the locker room is off somewhere and you can't get to it. And then some promotions, building, the way the building is, it's just weird. So just be smart out there. If you're going to a show, there's a time and place to get autographs or to get interviews and buy merchandise. Time and place for that, and just make sure you're just following the etiquette. But I would love to see, man. I would love to see promotions, man. Put our heads together and say, all right, what are the best ways, for lack of a better term, for security, and to protect folks. So, hey, let me remind you. Friday, Mark and I are back with the first episode of the 64-man tournament this year. Mark is booking the tournament to make money. And we don't just pick our favorites. We're trying to put on the best matches possible and lead to two big shows, one at Madison Square Garden, one at the Greensboro Coliseum. So I'm excited about that, and always fun. DoubleDropKick.com. Thank you so much for your support. As a patron of the show, we're looking, we're constantly looking at ways to give you guys an amazing experience, to make you feel like part of a family, to make you feel like part of a community, to kind of bring you in, offer you content you're not going to get anywhere else. I've spent a lot of times on the phone communicating with folks, trying to get information and trying to be careful about what I share and what I don't share. I'm just going to be honest. Like, I'm not just trying to get sources. I am trying to build relationships, and I'm trying to guard those relationships. And the old saying is, don't bite the hand that feeds you. But also, want to be completely honest, and I'm open to share my opinion on things. And if I feel like, if I feel like the booking was bad somewhere or a mistake was made, I'm going to call that out. And again, if I question somebody's booking, I'm not saying they're a bad person. I'm just saying I didn't agree with this storyline. I can say that about a movie. I can say that about a comic book. I can say that about I can say that about wrestling. Doesn't mean I don't like the person. Doesn't mean I don't think they have great ability in the ring. Doesn't mean that I don't think they're a great business person. But I'm just telling you, April is going to be awesome. If you like pro wrestling in the Carolinas and parts of Georgia, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So many different promotions offering a little bit of everything. I think no matter what your taste in professional wrestling in this area, you'll find something that you like. And that's, I mean, that's really to me what it's all about. Find what you like. Not every show is for everybody. Find something you like. Find something you can have a great experience by yourself or with your family, with your kids. And let's just enjoy professional wrestling. And I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. I think it's going to be awesome. I regret that I'm not going this year, but it is what it is. And, hey, thanks for joining me behind the scenes. Again, if you're listening to this, you know, would love to hear your comments. You can comment on this post if you're signed into Patreon. On the Patreon page, you can leave a comment. You can like this. That actually helps our algorithm and gets us out there a little bit more. So, hey, I appreciate all you guys have done for us. I enjoy doing this. Again, sorry I'm a day late and a dollar short, as I told somebody. But I hope everybody has a great week. Love to hear from you, and we'll see you soon.